Because it was, there was a couple.
Oh man, he's got battle damage.
I mean, in the movie, he did have battle damage. He had a lot of battle damage. I like Skull Island.
You want to see the battle damage?
That was my favorite King Kong.
See the blood from his arm?
He's got blood that comes out. You see it?
No, it's not real blood. It's just like wet on him.
I'd be really disturbed if like he had real blood on him.
He got the meat. The meat's out.
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, my default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a full dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Absurd69.
My Twitter finger itching.
Check us out on YouTube at Absurd Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Get
Follow
entertained.
Follow the Patreon. Just search Absurdity Podcast.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Pay that dollar a month, please.
Uno dollaro.
We need it.
We need it.
We also have t-shirts for sale.
Yeah, check them out.
Check them out.
Absurdity Podcast Facebook page. We got them up.
And I am Cameron. Hello.
Hey, Cameron.
And crazy fact is, eating 3 pizzas a day is more healthy than for you than being dead.
My friend went back to the crazy
100% true. Yep.
He went old school. He went old school. 20 episodes ago.
Went old school.
More than 20 episodes ago, I think.
So that's I don't know.
It's been a bit. Fact for the day.
That's your fact for the day?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think it said eating 3 slices of pizza, but I said eating 3 pizzas.
I mean, it's better than being dead. You're 100% yeah, right.
Still
what up, guys? I'm DK. And I want you all to think about this one terrifying fact. At any given moment, there are millions, if not billions, of formerly dressed skeletons underneath the surface of the earth.
Perhaps underneath our feet right now.
Yeah, right now. Very well could
Why
be.
Why do they get undressed?
No, not undressed. Formally dressed. Formally.
Where were they going though? They were so formally dressed. I got a notification on Bumble.
I like how he connected that to formerly dressed.
Formally,
they were dressed before they were skeletons.
They're dressed for a formal occasion.
Listen, I do a little bit of wordplay.
Formal occasion,
a small amount, and it only happens like once every 10 episodes.
No, that's the first time it's happened. It's never going to happen again.
Never again.
We're only like 45 episodes in. It will never happen again.
Yeah. Are we only 45? I feel like we're probably closer to like...
I don't know why I thought we were like 76.
You can't count off the rails.
Oh,
it doesn't count. So we're in season 2 episode... This will be episode 37.
Season 1 episode 37.
Yeah, and then you gotta... I think we were only like 10 or 11 episodes in season 1, so... We're only like 46, 48, 48.
Hi guys, 48. I'm Jake.
Hey, what's up, Jake?
For the boring details, on to you, Jake. I don't know what that was, but go ahead.
I don't know what that was either, but I feel offended.
Why would you be... He said, that's enough of the boring details.
Oh,
on to you,
said,
Jake.
Now to more boring details.
No.
Enough of the interesting stuff. Jake, how are you?
I have nothing about me.
I've got nothing.
I'm completely unprepared for this one.
Happens to the best.
But, so on my way to work today...
How was your week?
I mean, this is my answer.
I know, that's what I'm asking.
Actually, how was y'all's Sunday?
No. You tell us.
You tell us your Sunday.
You started. You
my,
tell.
My you tell there was a lot of other days that happened between here. How was your week other than Saturday and then Sunday?
But no, you had a story. You started.
Yeah, you had a story.
Just go with it.
Go with the story.
So yeah, so let me start fresh and go when I.
DK, how was your week? Just kidding. Go.
When I left for work this morning, on my like as I was pulling up to work, I got a notification on Snapchat that someone added me. And normally when that happens, it's like 97% chance that it's a female OnlyFans being like, hey, pay for my thing.
Hey, it's a bot.
And they're just going on quick ad. So I add them back because I'm lonely. I want to talk to somebody. So I'm like waiting. I'm trying to see if they'll do anything because normally like they'll take a couple minutes and then send whatever their ad is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And it was just someone saying, hey. So I was like, hey, what's up? Who's this? And they're like, I'm Haley. Like, all right, cool. I mean, good morning. They're like, oh, good morning. And then we just started talking. And I was like, so why did you add me? And she was like, I don't know. I saw you on Quick Ed. I was like, okay. And And she was like, where are you? And I was like, oh, well, I work in Claymore. She was like, oh, well, I live in Owosso. I was like, all right, this is just weird. And then, like, a bunch of stuff was going on at work. So, oh, my God.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm choking up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's an emotional story.
This might be such a good story.
Yeah. Well, getting emotional for you.
So, anyway, so me and her just talking back and forth, just... Well, okay.
Go on.
So me and her just talking back, we're like having just a really normal conversation of just two strangers being like, hey, so what's up? Tell me a bit about yourself. And just going in like small details about things. On my way home, as expected, I received many nudes. Which I was anticipating in the beginning. I was like, I'm just going to get bombarded and be like, oh, nice. And then just remove friend. And
then remove friend. Yeah.
In fairness.
Yeah. All know it.
Yeah. There has been a couple of times where I'm just like just sitting down. I just get them like while I'm just sitting down in a place. I'm just like, oh, nice.
Done.
Yeah, and I'll just look at them and be like, oh, okay, looks pretty good. And I'll just delete it. I'll be like, that was a fun experience. And I got it for free, so I can't complain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just unsolicited. And I said, I told her immediately, I was like, that's really ironic that on my birthday week I get this and I appreciate it. But also I'm driving, so if you could not, that'd be amazing. So, and again, lonely guy, I just wanted to have a conversation, so I just continued having a normal conversation. Besides that, I didn't even give it any attention. Then I received, like, three more. I was like, hey, not that I'm complaining, but what's with all the news? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Then she stopped doing it. And then we just kept talking, and then she asked me if I know what a cum dump is.
Hell yeah.
And I replied, I did Google it, but then I also replied no because I wanted her explanation of things.
Yeah.
So the Google definition of cum dump is someone who likes to be filled in every hole with the first word of the name of the thing.
The ejaculate.
The ejaculate, if you will.
Of their partner.
The penis mucus, yes.
Oh, that sounds so fucking disgusting.
Oh my god, never use that phrase again.
That sounds like you got an STI.
Yes.
That is not what I want to hear when I think of semen.
It's disgusting.
Rip. Sorry to all you listeners at home.
Yes, I apologize on behalf of the show.
So, you were watching
He doesn't represent us all.
But, so her explanation was that she has a friend who is a man,
mm-hmm.
who is going to, on Friday night, be blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
Face down, ass up, as she described, and she said, and you can go have fun.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice.
And I mean,
if you're into it.
I said, I'd consider it.
I would consider it.
My exact words were, well, I'm curious on what it looks like. I kind of want to be like, what's going to happen here? Like, is it like a train? Is it a line of people waiting? Oh. Like what's going to be the situation? Is it just people just ravaging and just trying to get to the front? Like, what's going to happen here?
I bet there's time slots.
Number 35.
Who has the 915?
Yeah. You better get in here and get it done, yeah. Because...
Well, you can get a faster number if you give me $25.
This sounds so gross.
I mean, hey, everyone's got their thing. Yeah. If that's their thing.
But I'm going to say it sounds gross.
Hey, man.
I was hoping she was going to... what I really was hoping for is that I was going to get invited to an orgy.
I mean,
just because I want to experience
like
an
it,
orgy.
But just not with
whoever
a lady.
Is
it's
after,
not an orgy, it's a bukkake, really.
Whoever's after number one is not really in for the
well,
greatest
I think,
of times.
I think that's their thing, is they like that.
I mean, there you go.
Someone else's stuff
yeah.
all over your stuff?
I think they like that.
Not for me, dog.
Not for me, dog. That's a hard no for me.
No, that's a very flaccid no for me.
Well, I'm just saying, I still physically have her in my Snapchat, and I have talked to her like within the half hour.
Ah, oh, so. Nice.
Okay. Congrats.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I mean, it's been a decent conversation okay. besides yeah. the random tidbits, but...
Even that, it's like a bonus.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you got him.
I really have been like I've been paying them no attention, but she keeps doing it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like she's like, she's definitely involved in that somehow.
I mean, yeah, maybe she's his dom. Maybe they are partners already, and they just have an open relationship, and homeboy just wants to get pounded out. I mean, there you go.
But Haley and Owosso, cheers to you. You made my day today, and I'm pleased.
Shout out
to Haley and Owosso. and your friend. He's a trooper.
There you go.
That man's a soldier.
You or me, big guy? Yeah. You still feeling a little?
I don't know if you want to say that after our discussion.
What?
No, you or me. Oh. No. After my discussion, then be.
Oh,
you
I mean,
me.
we're as long as you're not face down, ass up.
Blindfolded.
That's just
even unblindfolded.
Like, well, yeah. She also said it was discreet too. She was like, "It's discreet fun." I'm like,
wait, so it's a guy that's face down, ass up?
Yeah,
that's what she said. Okay. She said,
like, that, I mean, like you said, they're not going to be like, they're not going to be like, hey, you know, what's up? They're not going to like be blowing you. I mean, I get it. Discreet fun is discreet fun. It's like. I've had discreet fun with
various people.
Yeah, various people. Like it's like people. Literally the only reason that you're hanging out is to do sexual stuff together, and then you don't really need to let you know the world. You don't need to let the world know about your sexual escapades, anyways. So
I
don't worry where my nuts hang.
There you go.
I don't know. I guess I'm so far out of the loop on that kind of stuff these days.
Ah.
I was thinking on the way here that I was really surprised to hear about how many people I know that are just in like open marriages. Because to me, like, I'm definitely old school thought of, like, just, like, sanctimonious marriage. They're like, you cannot break this. Yeah. And then like, so I understand the concept. And, like, I have a lot of friends that do it. So I'm getting accustomed to it. It's just my desires don't match. And when your desires don't match with another person's, like, desires and beliefs, then it's, like, it's hard to understand it.
No, I mean, yeah.
Because, like, you just physically don't understand
it. Yeah, polyamory is not for everybody. And it's no. the same way monogamy is not for everybody.
It's again, just... I would never slander it because those people are happy.
Yeah, if you're happy, if you're living your life.
They're
yeah.
stronger people than I can be.
Well, I mean, it's...
it's not even about strength. It's literally, that's not your desire. Like, if you found out you found out something about your significant other was just sleeping with other people, then you'd be upset about it. It's not like...
But that's the other thing.
They're okay with it.
You don't... Well, yeah, that's like, not even... It's
that's
not...
That's not... I found out they're sleeping with other people.
Yeah, because
okay
that's...
With it. That is...
A talk that you have...
We had before anything even started.
Yeah, like you...
Like initial relationship.
And then you end up... You even tell them, like, hey, I've met this person. This is who I'm... Like, you still... You don't... Like, your partners don't have to be involved with each other. That's not a thing. But you're usually... People in polyamorous relationships have a main partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that main partner, that relationship is a, you know, 100% open communication relationship where... That's it. It's you communicate everything, and there's a lot. Like that's the thing is it is a test in your communication skills. It's a test in your self confidence. If you're a person who struggles with anything, jealousy issues or anything like that, it's not for you. And
it's not for me.
It's and I mean, like I said, a lot of people have an idea of what a marriage and their relationship is supposed to be, and that's the idea that they live by, and it's not. It's not some miraculously small number by any means, because right. I still feel like the majority of the population on the whole is always going to have monogamy as their main trait. But it boils down to that idea that expecting one person to fulfill all of your desires is.
I mean, it's an odd thought. Like, when you think about it, subjectively.
Well, it's kind of like to expect one person to do all of the shit that you ask them to do, that's almost a selfish thing, but not. Like, it's a weird, that's where I see the argument is to be like, what if you needed something from your partner, but your partner was not about it at all? And it's like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to be about it. But we need to have a discussion to where something that's very important to me is going to be addressed, even if, like, that's kind of how it boils down to things like that. But it's, I mean, there's also a million different reasons why people go into those types of relationships.
Right.
Like, there's not like some blanket, oh, this is why they're
that
like
kind of stuff really doesn't have any answers to
it. It's just like, hey, that's what you're into. That's what you're into.
Yeah.
Shit that turns you on, shit that you fall in love with, you really don't have much control over that.
It's
a mixture of, like, who you are as an individual, how you developed. It's a mixture of so many things. It's like we're so many hundreds of years away from figuring that out, if that's possible.
Press a button. This person's weird as fuck. That's about it. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
I'm weird as fuck, so it's cool.
Yeah.
I guess I'll talk about my week a little bit. So it was a week.
Thank you for making the decision for
me. Yeah, no problem.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, he just couldn't talk about his week. I get it. It's traumatic.
No, I couldn't make the decision.
You couldn't make
it. Who to go first?
But no, last week was pretty all right. I did what they call a pro dad move, and I bought myself a Blackstone flat grill.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's like, so for a minute there, I was seeing like, you know, like pit bosses and Traegers, and everyone was talking about their pit bosses and Traegers and blah, 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 blah. And smoking became a personality trait, which, I mean, cool, but it was weird.
Yes. I love smoking.
but
I mean, it just tastes so good.
But it does. But I mean, it's like, it's funny. Like
when you identify as a smoker. Someone who smokes meat.
I'm a smoker. I smoke meat. Yeah. I got my Traeger.
I'm a smoker in two ways.
I make no money from it. But, I spend hundreds of dollars.
But I've seen, so in the past year, I've seen the flat grill become the new craze in the backyard. So now when they first came out, I was about them, honestly. But I just, they were all the Blackstones that we were selling were just too big. So I got one that's a 22-inch that collapses down that I can take camping and everything like that. And with climbing season approaching, it's going to be super cush. But so I brought it home from work on Wednesday. Spent all of Wednesday night putting it together. Couldn't cook on it. Got home from work Thursday. Had to season it. And it took me about 2.5-3 hours to season all before I could cook on it. So I still didn't get to cook on it Thursday night. So I got home from work Friday. Finally got to just get home, turn it on, fire it up, threw some steaks down on it, and it made everything was so great. They cooked so fast, they were so good. And then Saturday I woke up and made breakfast on it as well.
That's what I wanted for breakfast.
It's like a very versatile machine. I'm excited to do seafood on it. That's going to be nice. There, like I said, there's so many different things for it, but yeah, full on dad move, and I'm not upset about it. Yeah.
That's my next goal is to get one of those.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sad that I got a new wood smoker,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't got a chance yet. I've had that same shoulder that I left in your freezer.
It's a giant. To smoke food is just a giant time commitment.
Yeah,
and using only wood, only wood. There's no electronics. It's literally all manual. It's exactly how I wanted it. I want everything manual. If everything I do affects the food, and that's how I like to have control of every little thing in there. But I just haven't gotten the chance to do it. And I've been upset. It's just I've been so busy, and I haven't gotten the chance to buy wood, and I'm too broke to buy wood.
Oh, yeah.
And wood.
I wake up with it.
Yeah, there you go. Every day.
put in the smoker.
I canonically don't.
And then Saturday I had to spend like 8 hours of my day with two assholes, and it just drove me fucking insane.
Yeah, I could see how that drives somebody.
Yeah, it was rough. And then Sunday.
Bryson's pretty bad.
Yeah. Man, don't get me started on that. I just want him to use the Nerf trigger. I just want him to pull the trigger.
Bryson and Anley, I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
Two assholes.
Yeah. Talking about kids. if you guys have listened to this week's episode, you heard a little, probably an annoyingly loud ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Music was a little loud.
Whatever. But we're over here at the Absurd Podcast making money moves, money. If you will. So
and we fixed the audio in it, so if you go back and listen.
Yeah, go back and listen to it. Or just listen to it in this episode. Just listen to it twice this episode, and then you're set. But,
does that count as two?
No, it doesn't. But
I think it does.
But yeah, Saturday.
If you listen to it. And it undownloads because you've listened to it and then re-downloaded again. I think that counts too.
But no, Saturday the Absurd Boys got together. We smoked some meats, drank some beers, talked about the future. So
yep. I had a lot of Cokes and whiskeys.
Yeah, it was a good day. And then Sunday I went grocery shopping, and I had to go buy like hygiene products. So I had to go to Walmart, and Walmart on a Sunday was the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been into a Walmart in probably 10 months. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
I still go in.
Oh, and then Sunday night, I harvested, or processed, I guess would be the proper term. A friend of mine, he had his...
Where are your crops?
Not mine. I didn't get to harvest mine this weekend. There's just too much.
I honestly thought today was Sunday.
No, it's not. It's Labor Day.
It kind of feels like it.
I was like, I didn't work today.
Yeah. No, I worked today. It was great.
I worked today. It was nice.
I didn't get paid... holiday pay either.
I got
sucks.
Told they didn't like my attitude and got told to leave.
There you go. That's always
having
good.
Having no attitude.
I had
really
an attitude.
Doing everything.
I wish they would have left. They made me leave.
I did everything in my job.
My wife does that to me too. I don't like your attitude. Go. Get out.
Get out. Go out to the garage.
Find someone to go for a couple hours.
But a friend of mine had about, I'd say probably 3/4 of a pound left from a couple of his plants that he grew a couple months ago and processed it down like washed it into bubble hash and had a really, really, really good harvest. Like I was really surprised with how much, like it was my first time processing bubble hash and how much we got. I was really, really excited about it and it smelled so good and it looked so beautiful, which makes me even more excited because I've got 6 plants of my own that I'm going to harvest this week or this weekend and then turn that into bubble hash, which pretty good time.
Can we make absurdity hash?
So the guys
is
from...
Is that legal?
No, we could. Yeah. We could brand it. We would just have to... The thing is we would have to have a license under the absurd title so we could brand it. But it only costs $2,500 to get a growers/sellers license.
Only.
But that's like...
That excites me.
The thing is when you do that, you can grow so many more plants and how much you could make off of one grow.
Yeah, we could be rich.
Yeah. That. Yeah. It's just the work put into doing a grow.
But I love
weed is how we grow this entire podcast.
I'll be totally
fine.
Oh my god,
I'm totally down for that. Yeah.
But
if you guys want to
let's cartel this shit.
I'll just be here enjoying it.
But so the guys from Last Podcast on the Life, Henry Zabrowski and Ben Kissel, they have they sell carts. They have them, but they don't have any in Oklahoma.
Kissel carts?
No, not Kissel carts. They have like it's their own. It's the strain that they work through. They have a farm. Like they went to a farm, and then they worked together to build a strain, and then that strain is what gets used to make these carts. But
okay.
I wanted to get some when I was in San Diego, but they don't. They sell them in L.A. and like North Cali.
I'm not gonna. You don't want to go
into
those.
I mean, I would go into L.A. Traffic. But I don't want to go into L.A. just to get a cart.
Yeah.
Like I would have to be in L.A. for something else. But
you'd have to make a day out of it.
But no, it. But yeah, that was my week. So now you're forced to talk about it, my guy.
Friday. I don't think anything crazy happened Friday.
No, we just went to the bank.
I mean, yeah, we went to the bank. Started the
bank was fun. Honestly, I had a great time at the bank.
Good time.
It was a lot of laughs. People were looking at us weird in the
bank account.
All the tellers were looking at us weird because we were like all just dying laughing inside the little area.
We were making the lady laugh.
She was laughing so hard. And people, I just kept on seeing people in the lobby go like, "What's going on in there?"
I mean, we're funny. What can we say?
I'm stoned and I'm working my magic.
Funny looking.
Anywho, Saturday, I invited 2 assholes over to
fucking
eat
assholes.
Food.
Yeah,
and then
those kids.
Then I invited DK and Jake, and that was fun.
I've never once claimed I'm not an asshole, so...
I've claimed I was an asshole.
I tried to make a
joke
and it didn't work.
Yeah.
That's okay. Food was pretty good.
Food was good.
Could have been better, but it was pretty
good. Could have been cooked faster, god damn it.
Yeah, that's the only complaint. Okay.
I was hungry for a while.
I said I was
going to
smoke meat.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
To smoke it sooner.
I thought you had it going. I thought you were going to get here.
I thought it was going to be like a day thing of like you woke up, you started it.
I had to go get Bryson's haircut.
That's like when you're a kid and your mom and dad call you down for dinner, but then it's just to make you set the table.
Is it dead?
No, click it 5 times.
This conversation's dead.
Pretty much.
But the chicken was huge.
No, it was. Everything was great, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never taken a bite of chicken and just... juice just exploded.
Yeah, and just spill on your shirt.
And then yesterday, my wife got off work a little early. We went out to go camping.
Where'd you go camp at?
Well, it was at... it was my wife's dad's friends were camping at one of their friends' houses. They had a lot of land. And they just pulled their campers up there. And we went out there and we took our tent. And Bryson was like, they offered... all of us to sleep in their campers, so we don't have to sleep outside. And
you say camping, that to me is living. So continue.
Yeah. So we were like, yeah, that's fine. So we were all drinking. It got dark. Bryson's like, I want to sleep in a tent.
After it's dark. Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
On a tent I've never put up before.
Oh, even worse.
So
that's where you get Bigfoot happening.
Yeah, Bigfoot. That's why he's obsessed
so
with Bigfoot.
So
I
put up like the first bar and I was like, yeah, that's not happening.
No
he
tent.
Was setting up a trap for Bigfoot.
So we ended up
set
driving all the way back here,
uh-huh.
back home to drive, and we just slept in our beds. And then we just got up and went back out there this
so
morning.
So you didn't even camp?
No. But I've been casually drinking beers all day. And
all day, casually.
Just been very. Now I'm tired. I'm just tired.
He's just tired.
And I'm just.
You gotta make room for one more.
I know.
My baby boy's tired.
I'm trying to power through to get to that.
We'll get there.
How's that C4 going?
It's almost empty.
He's just tired. He's got the beer sleepies.
Smack yourself a couple times. Wake yourself up.
I got the beer sleepies.
It happens.
But hold on, it's been pretty good weekend.
Pretty good weekend.
We
the weather today has been fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been great. We are now professional podcasters.
We are legitimate professional podcasters.
Yeah. We have made more than a quarter on this podcast.
And we need you guys to keep downloading. Yeah. Share it with your friends.
Please do it. Grow it.
We can make
friends,
money.
Family, loved ones, dead ones. Like anyone you can send it to.
Dead ones aren't going
to. No, I just want your. I want you to use all of your dead family members.
Log into their accounts. You know their passwords.
And, like, make
I want
new Spotify.
All of our listeners to at least send it to five of their friends.
I want you to at least steal one of your mom's credit cards to pay for your Patreon.
But we need just five. Send it to five of your friends.
Yeah.
I don't care how you do it, text message, Twitter, Instagram. I don't
care. Just two friends, and then they'll tell two friends. Yeah. And then they'll tell two friends.
Yeah, we just need
to. Until
you
got that lazy, shitty friend that doesn't. That says they did, but didn't.
Nah, it's fine.
Say the person that says they watched the show, but then.
We'll know. We'll know if you did.
I mean, we know who it is. You know who you are.
We'll know who didn't share.
Yeah.
We'll know if you didn't
share. And we have a certain set of skills.
You boss of ass jacks.
Oh, man.
And we will find you. And share it for you.
So I've been excited because you alluded that you had something for us this week.
Yeah, my friends failed me.
Oh, that's two failures on friends.
Man.
Yeah, they failed me real hard.
No, not only on my future birthday, but on my present birthday.
No,
I've been disappointed twice.
I legitimately asked them to do me one fucking favor, and only one of them came through. But I needed all five of them to come through.
Well, what was the one? What did the one guy do?
He did exactly what I asked him to.
Okay.
I can't tell you because I'm going to keep trying.
It's going to happen eventually.
Okay.
So now here we are.
If it's not like five guys pretending to be Jewish and then also like doing a really Jewish accent over "we wish you a Merry Christmas," then I don't want it.
Oh, you want it.
Okay.
Oh, you want it real hard.
Oh, kind of like a cum dump?
Kind of like a cum dump.
100% like
we'll be back after these messages. So, first and foremost, welcome back.
Welcome back. Hope that was a little bit better on your ear holes this time.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm going to go ahead and close this door because I forgot to close it. And I feel like it's really bright right there.
Okay.
For some reason, like, we just refuse to put lighting on you in general.
No, he's literally got giant lights faced right at him.
I know,
him.
But every time you look at the camera, he's just in the shadows.
That's because...
The light doesn't reach.
No, that's because that's usually open.
Yeah.
And
that's
so...
Last week, the
backlight...
There's like a light that comes through right here. And if I like...
Yeah, I need to get another sheet to put up there.
A sheet.
Shit.
Here, before too long, we'll have it... So have we heard back about the house yet? What's going on?
No. It's in long story short, no.
No, you just haven't heard back.
No, on the house?
No, not on the house. Just they need like a written contract from the owners of the house.
Yeah. Number two
this
pencil?
Is what we're selling it for.
Yeah.
Well, the guy sent my wife all this paperwork, but had her birthday wrong. So she had to send it back, be like, hey, my birthday's wrong, so I need you to fix it, and blah, blah, blah. So we're kind of just waiting on that at this point.
In limbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to be a quick process. It was going to be a very, very long process that I'm not excited about. But
I feel like it never has to be. It's made that way a lot.
Yeah, it could go quicker, but you know that's what they like.
Sweet
to just.
Cookie crumble,
I guess
baby.
They want to make sure you make the right decision. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're buying a house. It's like one of the biggest, you know, financial decisions that you make. So.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. You know,
yeah,
do it responsibly.
That in college, yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to. You don't have to go into financial debt to go to college, though. You can get that.
You can.
But
you don't necessarily ever have to buy a house either.
No, you can just live in a box.
Yeah,
you can rent for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can. But there's big trade-offs in owning a house over renting.
Yeah.
I mean, you are going to be financially responsible for all maintenance, which does sometimes suck.
Yeah.
But
depends on what goes out. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you also know people who can handyman pretty much everything that needs to go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So there you go.
I got a guy for everything.
Yeah. Like being able to DIY and owning a house is very, very, very convenient.
Yeah.
Like, I ended up using my DIY skills for a friend last year because another friend cut down a tree because he used to work what are they called? Not a lumberjack, but tree felling. There's like an actual job or title for it.
An arborman?
Yeah, an arborist.
Oh. Nice.
Good
job.
I
didn't think it was that smart, did you?
It's like, he's not the arbiter. Yeah.
But, so I had a friend go to cut down a tree and he was like, yeah, I can drop it and it won't hit the roof of your house. Well,
He dropped it on the roof of the house. And he broke some of the eaves on the house, and he put a hole.
What about Adam?
In the roof.
I didn't do the lame joke this time. That wasn't me.
Called it.
And then
dibs on the bad joke.
Pulling everything back was easy. That was the easy part. Reskinning putting the new plywood down, and even doing the trim, like doing the fascia and the soffit and everything like that. That was cakewalk. I just had impatient guys who had never shingled the roof of a house before who wanted to get it done and didn't want to listen to reason.
Yeah. Like, that's not a quick process.
No.
Unless you know what you're doing.
It frustrates me even thinking back on it. At one point we had, when we got it started, I was watching some YouTube and I was smoking a cigarette, and they were like, "Hey, let's get this going." I'm like, "Guys, let's chill out for a minute. I'll be up there in a sec." I'm the only one with any type of carpentry experience out of any of these guys. They're just the ones who fucked it up, and they're like, feel bad. So they needed to be there, but they just made shit worse, as I'm going to explain. So I get up there on the roof of the house. I look, and in the 15 minutes that I'm smoking a cigarette and watching a video, I don't know how they did it. These guys have laid 5 rows of shingles, and I'm like, what? How? And you guys don't know what you're doing. How'd you? And they're like, yeah, we just lined them up and laid them out. And I was like, no, you don't overlap the way, because they were overlapping sideways, like over each one. And then they were trying to fix it at the top and nothing was lined. And they're like, we had to pull it all off. And I said, all right, I'm going to get this started. And I laid out the first, I started a stair step pattern on the side, full row, cut it all back. And I was like, okay, just go at the bottom, lay them down, and then we'll get it. And once you get done with this section, I'll lay out the next section. So we get to the last bit, finish the last row and it's 6 inches short. And I'm like, guys, what the fuck? How is it 6 inches short? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, look, it's 6 inches short. What happened? They're like, oh, we'll just cut a piece and put it in there. And I was like, no, that's not how this works. The math was, it should all line out at the end perfectly. They had overlapped again midway through, had to pull off the whole segment again. This point I'm getting mad and I'm up there just doing it, and they can visibly tell that I'm upset. So the third time we get done, there's 2 rows left at the top, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Don't fuck with this.
They fucked with it.
They fucked with it.
No, of course they did.
And they fucked it up again. The third time without dad there to coach them. And then we end up having to pull off those last 2 rows. And it's 10 p.m. at this point and super dark. And I'm just like, guys, just go get in the fucking truck. Clean up. I'll fix this. And then we can go home. And oh my God, the next day I went out to finish the soffit, and I went by myself, and I was like, I told the people who owned the house, and I was like, I know they fucked that up and I know they felt bad, but that was so infuriating yesterday. That was so infuriating. And the owners were like, no, we could tell by how upset you were. I was like, this will take me 20 minutes to do. With them here, it'll take me 6 hours, but it took me 20 minutes to finish up the soffit and the fascia, and that was it. It was a good day after that. Yay. But yeah, so don't, anyway,
don't fuck up the shingles.
Don't fuck up. But here's the thing: is my friend was worried about dropping the tree through because they had a privacy fence. He was like, I don't want to break the privacy fence. He inevitably broke the privacy fence after the roof bounced off the thing. And I told him when I got there, said, yo, why didn't you just drop it through the privacy fence?
It would have been a lot quicker to fix.
Yeah, and several $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
Because we fixed the privacy fence, and it was, early on to COVID, so wood was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And it cost us, to do a full panel of planks and, 2x4s, it was, $50.
Yeah.
But to do all of the roof and all of the soffit and all of the shingles and all of the underlayment, it was, $1,200.
Yeah.
And then all of the time that I didn't charge them for time, they're friends. Was like... I mean, in the end, I wish I would have charged.
Right, yeah.
I wish I would have charged my friends who fucked up in the first place.
Yeah.
But, man, it was just... Yeah. But if you know how to fix shit on a house, it's a good thing. So, yeah. And like I said, you got friends who know how to fix shit. So, there you go.
And I have a father who also knows how to fix stuff.
There you go.
It helps. It helps a lot. So yeah, we're kind of just in limbo right now with the house. And we're just waiting.
Just waiting. Patient game.
But, how low have you gone so far?
What?
How low have you gone so far?
I don't think it's a... They're not going for a low thing. They're going for what the bank approved them for.
Well,
the
we
thing
still got it. We still got to
play Limbo?
We still got to get an appraisal done, too.
Yeah. Oh, there's not even an appraisal been done on the house?
No, not yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps you still have to take.
Yeah. Like, we're not even close. But no. We just got to wait. I mean, we're just in a waiting game right now.
Everything. The ball is rolling. You just got to wait till it gets momentum.
It's slowly rolling, but it is indeed rolling.
Because once it gets going, then it'll go quick.
Yeah. So
it's a cube.
This thing I'm going to bring up is for Jake.
Oh, God.
It's your boy.
I'm not going to rehab.
It's your boy, Joe Rogan.
JoJo! Well, he got COVID.
Yeah, and yeah.
And he fought through it in like 2 days.
He was taking ivermectin, which is
a horse dewormer.
A horse dewormer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you...
Okay, yeah. It does a lot more than that, actually, if you look into what ivermectin is. But ivermectin is widely used in a lot of things. And it's also dirt cheap to make, and it has been shown, it has been proven that it helps fight COVID. And this has been being said for like a year and a half, but everyone's just like, oh, it's a horse dewormer.
Well, it is a horse dewormer. And here's the thing is you have a mass quantity of the general population that's dumb as fuck. Here in Oklahoma, specifically,
just take horse dewormer.
And they're going and they're buying horse dewormer, like legit ivermectin horse dewormer, because it says ivermectin on it. And they're stopping I'm assuming this is, I feel like this is the news article that you're getting ready to tell. So continue, please. It just blows my mind that people.
Like, don't you know?
But that's the thing.
There's more things in there.
But that's the thing is people associate, all it has been said, like they're saying Joe Rogan took ivermectin. It was like when the dumb people were say like taking bleach or whatever after. I mean, it's crazy.
But he's also he's been taking it, and then people have been taking it for like a year, like, and then doctors have been saying you should take ivermectin.
But here's the like I said, the mass population is seeing ivermectin horse dewormer, and they're like, oh, that's what it is. I'm gonna take it, and then they're taking
I just want to specify that the information being given is true, but people are stupid. But yeah, he fought in a couple of days, but he's also spending like a quarter of a million.
Here's the problem with what he's doing. Had he taking it, fine, do what you want. But he has 13.1 million followers. And he's urging them, don't get the vaccine, just take a dewormer.
No, he's not saying take a dewormer. He's saying take ivermectin, which is a proven medical substance that helps people.
But it's also horse dewormer.
It's in the horse dewormer has that in it. You're one of those people that's gonna be like, I'm going to buy a horse dewormer to make sure.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Because that's not what it is.
Literally
at all.
Not saying that. why would I do it? I got the vaccine.
I'm not taking horse dewormer ever.
I mean, you shouldn't, but like ivermectin's been proven to help with COVID. I think the way he's going about it, the saying that you shouldn't get the vaccine when there are some people that probably should get the vaccine over attempting to take ivermectin, when it's like it's proof, like one, like the vaccine will definitely help you fight COVID, and then ivermectin, maybe if you're too far gone, maybe you have like too many issues, that it wouldn't help you as much.
Well, the majority of the people are the only access they have to ivermectin is
that
the horse dewormer form of it.
But everyone has Amazon nowadays.
This says Joe Rogan, the mega popular podcast host who has suggested that young, fit people don't need to get the COVID-19 vaccine, has announced he tested positive for the virus but is feeling fine thanks to a cocktail of unproven medical treatments.
It's also, it is proven medical treatments because it's literally given
to them by doctors. The FDA urges people not to use it.
The FDA urges people to not do a lot of things because just they haven't been tested.
I mean, that's pretty.
That's just because they have, but they just haven't tested it. That's one of their main concerns.
Well, the FDA warned it can cause nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, neurologic disorders, and potentially severe hepatitis requiring hospitalization.
That's That's again, like I said, I think
it could be in everything. You can find that in the back of an apple juice container. Just
reading an article.
He's okay. What he's saying is go ivermectin. I haven't done any research on ivermectin. That's not what I'm arguing for here. If ivermectin in itself is fine, I'm saying that the one point or however many people that listen to Joe Rogan, there's going to be a lot of those who are fringe thinkers who yes. are going to go get the, I mean, and I've seen it personally in Oklahoma. Yeah. You can't get even the horse version of ivermectin at like Stillwater Milling or any of these like rule. There's
because they just know people are going to grab them.
Well, no, people are buying it and people are taking it. The horse dewormer in rural Oklahoma. There's an article that came out this weekend while we were here. And I vaguely remember reading it here, but in rural Oklahoma, they have so many people who are overdosing on the actual horse dewormer of ivermectin, and they can't see people who have like gunshot wounds or like trauma patients and everything like that. I'm not attacking Joe Rogan on this. I'm not saying he has a platform. He yeah. says what he wants to say. I think it's silly to say not get the vaccine. Just like to actively tout not to get the vaccine is. That's not.
Yeah, it's okay if you
say, don't want the vaccine, yeah. don't get it. But say, you don't need you to tell.
I don't want it myself, but I don't think he should have been like, hey,
don't get the vaccine and do like said. That's yeah. that isn't wherein the problem lies. And then the with Minor like grievous. You know the idiocracy of the population, like, and then you have to think how through.
It does suck at his level. He has to be very tactical with anything he posts too.
Well, that's the thing is like, it's not even at his, not even from directly him, because you see it on, you know, fake news websites where, oh, take ivermectin. Oh, take, like you're seeing it and then you're seeing it devolve out yeah. in Facebook more where it's not even his listeners anymore. It's just the population who takes, so it's
they don't
it's
even spreading. Know the subject of like, they don't know.
They don't even where it started. They don't know where it started. Yeah. They know
Joe Rogan and then this.
Well, so, but it's because it could be like everything that I've seen about even ivermectin is taking it is so far separated from Joe Rogan at this point.
Yeah.
It's just people are saying to take it. Well, when the majority of the population sees ivermectin on the name of the bottle, that's what they're grabbing. And that's what's happening. And that's what sucks.
And I think the underlying issue with that is general, like, knowledge of everything that's going on.
Well, I think that's like it's so easy to make fringe. I feel like it's fringe thinkers who are taking ivermectin at this point, and who are taking the horse dewormer ivermectin. Like, that is fringe thinking. That is on the outside. I'm avoiding the
people who bought the toilet paper.
Yeah. Like there's too much to dissect there, and it's just crazy to think that that is what's happening and that it's directly affecting our state. And at a time where, like I said, I've got friends in the healthcare industry right now, we have more people in beds, in like ICU beds with COVID than we had the entirety of this thing. Like, yeah. I don't know what the death numbers are right now because I haven't been paying attention to it, but I just know that's a lot more people that are getting it and being hospitalized.
I want to see what the number is today.
Hi. I'm Cameron. No.
It's 34.
34 deaths today?
Yeah, 34 deaths high. As of today.
That's pretty high for a day.
Pretty high for Oklahoma.
63. For a day. Actually, I mean, there were a couple of days where I was like, oh my God.
But I mean,
it's bad. It's but 6,354 cases. That's
pretty high.
That's for pretty Oklahoma. High.
Today?
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, is that today or is that just as of?
Probably. Does it say rolling 7-day average or does it say today?
It just says COVID and that might just be in
that's
general.
Probably active cases right now then.
It might be because I've seen it drop, so yeah.
That's probably active cases right now. But it's weird, man.
Active deaths.
It's weird.
But it's weird how it's like not portrayed near as much in the social media as it was when it first rolled through.
Because the hype's over. People are done with it.
No. People are so burnt out on COVID on all fronts of it that you can't, like, it just.
It's what happens when you scream about it from the start. When you don't, like, have people actually prepared for it.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just, I mean, it's been different and it's been weird, and it's like I still like, I still feel a little bit anxious about, like, wanting to go to concerts and stuff like that, just for the sake of, like I said, I'm not worried about myself, but
yeah,
I don't want to track that shit around. Like, that's right. My only thing.
Yeah. You don't want to, like, have it and not know that you have it.
Yeah.
And then just go somewhere and pass it on to people that aren't vaccinated.
Retail, and I work in a retail spot where the majority of people I see in the day, like, I'd say less than 10% of the people I see at Lowe's now have a mask on when all the employees are wearing masks again.
Yeah. Like, I don't typically wear a mask because I'm pretty much by myself all day.
Yeah.
But if I go into, like, a building that, like, especially, like, elderly, mm-hmm. I always throw it on. Mm-hmm. I hate wearing it, but I'll throw it on because I don't want to be the reason someone dies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the reason someone lost their grandma.
Yeah.
So I will do my part. I hate wearing the mask. I don't want to wear it.
He said the thing.
He's doing his part.
Doing my part. PSA.
He said the thing.
Do your part. But yeah, it's just
the more you know.
We'll figure it out. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Something's gonna happen. One way or the other, something's gonna happen.
Either we lose a third of the population or we work together.
Yeah.
That's really all it comes down to.
We lose a third.
Do like The Stand, Stephen King comes to super flu and just wipes everyone out.
I mean, I've played Plague Inc., so I know how this goes.
It's wild, man. It's wild. It's
okay. One of us is going to take a plane to, like, Greenland, and then we're going to infect Greenland, and then we're going to win the game. It's going to be fine.
We're going
to
win.
Yeah. It's going to turn into 28 days later. That's all it's going to turn into.
Man, those ones freak me out. Sprinter zombies? Good, yeah. Sprinter zombies are the worst.
You didn't like World War Z?
Yeah. I read this book.
World War Z was too... I could see the animation issues with it, so...
When they were climbing... When they made themselves a... They basically made themselves a giant ladder. Cool. Yeah, yeah, I was like, I don't want those.
I read these... It was a novel. It was three of them, but they built... They was like,
can't read.
It was called...
physically.
It's called, like, the Morningstar Strain or something like that series. And what it was like, a zombie outbreak, and it started in Egypt.
Yeah.
And just... Because it like planted it out as like a normal, like, because in World War Z, they talk about how that there have been, or in the book World War Z, or in the Zombie Survival Guide, the book that they're both written by the same, Max Brooks or Sam Brooks. I can't remember his name. The guy who wrote the book for the World War Z movie.
Samuel Book.
He like fictionally tells, he tells about different viruses that have been shown that happen in the rainforest that pretty much make zombification happen, and
like the fungus
that, yeah,
like,
but
tries to go towards light, so they get eaten, and then when the bird poops it out, it infects more.
But it was more, that's a fungus, this was more viral based. Ugh. And that's how he used one of those or the guy who wrote the book, the Morningstar Strain novels, he used that theory, and it was like, it paints such a vivid picture, because it was like, first, when you get sick, like, you don't die.
Yeah.
You become hyper violent, and you just want, and you're just a machine of rage, pretty much. Like, and your one thing is to eat. And so what it was like, there was this horde of people that were pressing into this city, and they were just like running crazy. And all of the, I don't know if it was like the UN or what, they just like pretty much mowed down this whole population, and they're like, oh, we got them, they're done, they're not. And then after you die, it reactivates your body, your body reanimates in, like, it was like 45 seconds. It was a short period of time. Thriller. And then when they reactivated, they were shamblers. That was when they were the slow walk. Like, so it painted a scene where there was like a naval submarine that got infected, and it pretty much paints about how, you know, the zombie apocalypse wiped out the world and how it spread and everything like that. And then it goes into like the whole there's a group of people that, you know,
my biggest question is
they're immune to it.
You said they're immune, but you said it started in Egypt.
Yeah.
So, you know, they normally walk like this.
Yeah.
But like, do they walk like an Egyptian? Yes. No.
No.
No. They should. They're Egyptians.
They are Egyptians, but I don't think they're
walk that like an Egyptian.
Throw an Aladdin joke in there.
I'm going to put artificial laughter.
Laugh track.
Yeah.
No, use that clip right there.
That sounds like, just layer it.
Yeah, 47 times. Just
different pitches.
Put some reverb.
Oh my God, that's so disturbing. It's like being assaulted by like dolphins.
Pretty much. They are very assaulty.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very rapey animal.
They are. Did you hear about, I don't know if this is a true story. I heard
this is why we're called the Absurdity Podcast. We just went from like zombies to raping or dolphins raping. Dolphins.
Rapey dolphins.
Yeah. Not raping dolphins.
Rapey dolphins.
It's my new book coming out.
Rapey dolphins.
It's an autobiography. But no, there was a story. I have no idea if this story is actually true. It's like a story that I heard from a guy that heard it from a guy that heard it from a guy.
Yeah.
That read something one time on the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's that they were
trading. That's a good way to cover your tracks.
Brought a lot of shit. Yeah, so when it gets really weird.
So from my notebook. from my journal entry.
So there was this 23-year-old 5'5" guy that was jerking off a dolphin. But no.
Don't they have like screw penises?
No.
I don't know, but I
shouldn't answer that quickly.
He answered so fast.
I have read that dolphins ejaculate at 28 miles an hour.
Whew, that just launch you off like a rocket.
Well, it's because, like, I mean, there's water issues like that, so it's got to be blah.
You gotta imagine it only being like that for
that's
like
the sound
a
effect, too. Yeah.
He's like, ah, gotcha. Across the room.
I said, aren't dolphin penises just like screw shaped? And he said, no,
not at all.
They're nice and soft.
I don't
talk about my dolphin penises.
It's the
like
same
that.
Skin. It's crazy.
I don't want to unbox that one.
No, I don't either.
But
worried.
There was this woman. I'm assuming with a whole team. I don't think it was just a woman by herself. But they were trying to train a dolphin to like do human things and like trying to teach it like English or whatever. And so they would play with the dolphin, but they found out the only way to get it to interact with it is if they jerked the dolphin off. That's the only way that it would learn. So every time the dolphin did something good, they would jerk it off.
I
think it's a true story.
That sounds like one of your like.
Does PETA know about this?
That sounds like one of your like.
I think PETA started
solutions. He's like, I can't get it to do what I want it to, so let me just jerk it off real quick.
I think that should be PETA's ultimate goal. Is like the only way we could really get the animals to trust us is if we jerk them all off.
That sounds like a terrible solution because I don't want.
Yeah, PETA's known for that.
I don't want everyone jerking animals off everywhere. Like, sorry. If I want my dog to sit, I don't want to have to jerk him off to do it. Like,
but
sorry. Because at that point, I'm just going to have a misbehaving dog.
But if you feel like PETA will come and do it for you, which is more disturbing.
At this point, I'll just have misbehaving dogs. I'm not jerking them off.
You don't want to see that lipstick.
No. I want that red rocket staying right in the bay.
Don't want him to be nodding up.
No. No. God, that sounds terrible.
Anyways, off of dolphins and dog penises.
Anthropomorphic.
That's literally going to be the title of the show. Dolphins and dog penises.
I guess you can do that, yeah.
I mean, he's doing it.
I know, but they really That's didn't. It. They didn't like the shotguns and bears or whatever it was.
They'll like this one.
Was it monkeys, shotguns, and beers or something like that? Shotguns. They couldn't put a Google ad on because it was offensive. No, it wasn't because the title was offensive. It was because we were offensive.
Ah.
The Google one let us do ads.
Yeah, profanity. They won't let you do shit. Why we won't ever get money on YouTube.
No, we were
YouTube.
Even doing... Wow, Google, stop listening.
No, there was something in the episode that we were being offensive about, but we weren't cursing.
But we weren't. We weren't cussing.
We didn't cuss at all. That was back when we were like, no, we're not cussing.
Ah.
Yeah. And
that's my fault.
No, we got lazy.
Well, it started with no cussing, and then, oh, we should cuss because it's kind of like, that's our personality, but we'll edit it. But then I was like, I don't want to
bleep it, but then you didn't want to bleep it.
You two kind of just drop them like it's just like a quarter out of your pocket. So I'm like, no.
That's how I talk.
I know, and I know. That's why I was like, fine, we'll just leave it how it is, because I didn't want to spend 4 hours finding bleep zones.
There you go. There's a lot of different ones you can go with.
Can we name it that? Finding bleep zones?
You could have just texted me and be like, hey, record a bunch of really weird noises real quick and then just send them to me. And I would have been like,
no, it wasn't the fact of like bleeping it. It was just finding
all of them because there's sometimes
where because it was off, sometimes like, where he just like said it under his breath. And I'm like, oh, well, I missed that.
Missed that one.
So I just got to the point where I was like, well, screw it. Well, just who cares? If you don't like it, then don't listen. And a lot of people have taken that advice.
I was saying, I think a lot of people listen.
They finally listened to something we said, and they were like, oh, fine, I won't listen.
I don't want to listen.
If you take one thing away from this, it's don't listen.
That dirty boy. He needs Jesus.
He needs Jesus.
Pretty much.
Oh, my.
My, oh, my.
So, we got anything else, boys?
Note, I really think that was probably, this up? That sounded like a good way to close her up.
All right.
Yeah, let's close those legs up.
Yep. Thank you for listening. Close Thank you for snatch. Sticking around for another week of the Absurdity Pod.
We're here. We're here because you're here.
Oh, God. Next penis mucus.
Fuck you, bro.
You know. Yeah, I'm going to. Okay.
Yeah, no more penis mucus. I just had to say it.
We all said it now. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
We'll get, out one last time.
One, two, three. Penis mucus!
Damn.
I got excited about that one.
I know you did. I think you got a little too excited.
I thought we were all going to be excited.
It's not something exciting.
You said the estrogen was low. I was trying to build up the testosterone.
You know.
And
I mean, but, okay, yeah.
Penis mucus comes from testosterone. Right? Yes?
I feel like penis mucus comes from an infection. But
from
yes,
testosterone.
You have to have a penis to have penis mucus.
I have information.
Therefore, testosterone.
There you go.
It all finds its way around.
Sometime. Some way.
Anyways, follow us on the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Leave a comment on YouTube, Absurd Entertainment. Let us know if you what you like, what you don't like.
Hit us up on Facebook. Buy a shirt.
Yeah, buy a shirt buy on a shirt. Facebook. Yeah. Check us out on Patreon. Mm-hmm. I kind of stopped putting raw footage or raw audio up because no one's subscribing yet.
Yeah, that's fine.
It just seems like why
convoluted.
Why do it?
The more you put up, the more they have to subscribe for.
I'll do it when they start subscribing. I have all the raw audio. I can just throw it all on there at once. But I haven't done it yet, so you guys subscribe to that, and I'll start doing more things there. Yeah. Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.